Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 22 of this Daily Study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We are studying from the week of June the 3rd to June the 9th in Mosiah chapters 29 to Alma chapter 4. And today we're going to look primarily at Alma chapter 3, but then move a bit into Alma chapter 4 if we have some time as well. So, after the study of yesterday, we see the Amlicites break away from the Nephites and join the Lamanites. And Amlici is defeated. However, these Amlicites, they continue on. Just like Nehor's teachings continued after his death, Amlici's group, who wanted a king to rule over them, stayed with the Lamanites. And this led to the Amlicites trying to distinguish themselves from the Nephites. And I was debating whether or not to kind of go into this, but I am going to. In verse 4 it says, "And the Amlicites were distinguished from the Nephites, for they had marked themselves with red in their foreheads, after the manner of the Lamanites. Nevertheless, they had not shorn their heads like unto the Lamanites." So just this idea, first of all, that they marked themselves separately. Why would they do this? Well, I suppose it could be a matter of belonging. It could be a matter of wanting to identify themselves with this group now rather than with the Nephites. Brant Gardner also said, quote, "Mormon provides a religious moral for the marking of the Amlicites, but a more logical reason for these red marks is so the Amlicites could distinguish themselves from the Nephites. Naturally, they could not use the colour coding of uniforms. While Lamanites' clothing may be visibly different than that from the Nephite soldiers, the Amlicites had been Nephites only months earlier. They would logically be similarly dressed and armed. Hand-to-hand combat requires instant identification from friend and foe. The Lamanites would be marked by their shorn heads, and the Amlicites needed their own identifying mark, lest they fall inadvertent victim to their allies, the Lamanites." Close quote. So it could literally be a physical meaning or physical requirement, so that they don't get killed in battle by a Lamanite who misjudges who they are, because of course they plan to attack the Nephites again very soon after this. There is also the religious purpose, of course, as well, which is that they had separated themselves from the covenant, or from the idea that they were the God's covenant people, but rather they turned away completely from that. And then, of course, it in verse 6 says this, "And the skins of the Lamanites were dark, according to the mark which was set upon their fathers, which was a curse before upon them because of their transgression and rebellion against their brethren, who consisted of Nephi, Jacob, and Joseph, and Sam, who were just and holy men." Now, this, of course, has led to the teaching or the idea that the Lamanites had a darker skin tone than the Nephites because of their wickedness. And this, therefore, has led to, in the past, discussions, theories, suggestions that this is a recognition that they, because they were not close to God, because they'd cut themselves off from God, they were cursed with this darker skin tone. I want to just read this paragraph from a Gospel Topics essay, Race and the Priesthood, which says this, quote, "Today the church disavows the theories advanced in the past that black skin is a sign of divine disfavor or curse, or that it reflects unrighteous actions in a premortal life, that mixed race marriages are a sin, or that blacks or people of any other race or ethnicity are inferior in any way to anyone else. Church leaders today unequivocally condemn all racism, past and present, in any form." Close quote. So, with that in mind, how do we kind of marry this up with these verses in the Book of Mormon? For me, I mean, there are, and you can go into organizations such as Fair Latter-day Saints, which is a wonderful resource for a number of kind of questions about difficult questions, perhaps, about church history or church doctrine, which really do clarify and get research about a number of key areas which help to explain and understand some of these matters and how they could have been in that way. For me, the most obvious reason why is probably not referring to a, and pardon the term for this, a black and white understanding of skin tone. There's a verse in the Book of Mormon which for me kind of shows, well, it couldn't have just been simply, oh, they became a Lamanite, oh, they now have a darker skin tone. First of all, the Amlicites themselves are an evidence of this. If it were the case that, you know, because of their fathers then, or because of their actions, then they have this, they're cursed with this darker skin tone, why would the Amlicites feel the need to mark themselves a different way to show that if they were not cursed with that themselves? And you could argue, well, it's been generations since Laman and Lemuel went away, so it could have just been kind of put upon their line over time. Well, I mean, why would they suddenly be cursed with this if the Amlicites can't suddenly be cursed with that? But also, there is an interesting instance later on in the Book of Mormon. In 3 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 14 to 16, it says, "And it came to pass that those Lamanites who had united with the Nephites were numbered among the Nephites, and their curse was taken from them. And their skin became white like unto the Nephites, and their young men and their daughters became exceedingly fair, and they were numbered among the Nephites, and were called Nephites. And thus ended the 13th year." Now, this is a significant couple of verses, because it gives us two options here. First of all, it is very possible that the Lord is able to do this. Of course, the Lord is all-powerful. He is omnipotent. So, of course, the Lord can cause a miraculous change in pigmentation in the skin tone of these people that converted from Lamanites to Nephites and started to follow the gospel. Of course he can. The curse can be lifted. He can do all things in our power. Goodness me, he can forgive me of my sins. And that in itself is a miracle greater than, I think, than the changing of someone's skin tone. So let's say, perhaps, that it is referring to an actual physical change in skin pigmentation. In that case, this is an instance of a specific, isolated, contextual moment where, in order to make sure they can differentiate between the two, there is a change in skin tone. Not that the skin tone of the Lamanites means that they were awful, wicked people. Actually, the opposite. They were awful, wicked people. And as such, the Lord just changed an aspect of their physical natures so that the Nephites could distinguish between the two for their own safety, more than anything. Because, of course, the Lamanites throughout the Book of Mormon, in many instances, are determined to kill any Nephite that they see. So that is, of course, if it is a physical change, and we have to accept the fact that it may well be referring to a physical change, that is the reason. Not that the skin tone of the Lamanites is because they are a wicked people, but actually it was the other way around. Their wickedness meant there had to be a separation, a clear distinction between the two. And at that time, in that period, the only way to do that easily for the Lord was to have a physical change put upon them. But again, interesting why the Amlicites felt the need to have to mark themselves differently. I suggest it could well be more of a metaphor that, remember, this is a translation from an ancient language put into English by the gift and power of God. The easiest way to describe this would probably be to differentiate between the two visually or kind of metaphorically in our minds, that the Nephites were a fair, delightsome people because of the things they did, and the Lamanites were a dark and a wicked people because of the things they did, and the impact that would have in our lives to understand what happens in our lives if we make choices like the Nephites did or like the Lamanites did. Will we become fair and delightsome, or white as described by how we are when our sins are forgiven, they become as white as snow in Isaiah, or dark and disconnected from the Lord like the Lamanites? What are we in our lives, and how does that metaphor apply to us? So it could be a more of a metaphorical application of that phrasing of a dark curse because of those choices the Lamanites made as well. Obviously, this has now taken the whole study session, but, you know, chapter 3 of Alma does kind of bring up these questions of, well, this dark skin that's referred to, what does that mean? And it could also refer to dark skins that the Lamanites are wearing compared to the lighter skins of the Nephites. You know, we've seen the word skin used in the Bible as garments rather than their actual skin. So, you know, there's a number of factors here to consider. And I think that we don't have the obvious or complete answer, obviously. But what we do know is that the Lord loves all his children, black and white, bond and free, male and female. That comes up a few times in the Book of Mormon, and that's just a blessing for us to understand as well. Anyway, I'm going to end the study session there, but thank you so much for studying with me today, and until we meet again.